You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give the Lord praise for this day, to be in His presence, having fellowship in prayer. Today is Blessed Monday. And let's not forget the theme for the season or the month, Jesus, my deliverer. Jesus, my deliverer. From Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, where we see the various areas where the ministry of Jesus has brought us deliverance. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are bound. So for anyone who is bound, anyone who is in captivity, by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Christ Jesus, there is liberty in Jesus' name. Amen. And not only us experiencing liberty, but Christ through us also bringing liberty to others. Today, our prayer is focused on liberty to the captives. Liberty to the captives. Jesus sets us free from sin, fear, and internal bondage. Then He sends us as witnesses and intercessors for the freedom of others. So first, He frees us from sin, fear, and internal bondage. And then He sends us as witnesses and intercessors for the freedom of others. We find in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1c, which says, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The opening of the prison to them that are bound, and proclaiming liberty to the captives. When there's a war, sometimes you have prisoners of war held in captivity. Like when the Babylonians and all the Persians attacked Israel, attacked Judah, they took with them people like Daniel, people like Nehemiah. All these people were taken into captivity where they were not free. They were held captive in another land. And these were children of God held captive. So not only unbelievers held captive by the prince of the air, by the enemy who boasts that he's in control of the world, not only those held captive by systems, worldly systems holding souls captive, but even the children of God who have been held captive in one way or the other in certain areas. Liberty, 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 proclaiming liberty, proclaiming what is our hope of liberty, the word of God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Son being the Word, He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The Son being the Word. Jesus comes to us proclaiming liberty, liberty to the captives. He gives us a promise of hope, which brings us liberty from every form of captivity. The children of Israel were in Egypt for 430 years, but there was a day, a certain day, there was liberation from captivity. In the name of Jesus, we give the Lord praise that Any form of captivity will be broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound, the enemy will no longer continue to hold any souls bound as the light of God comes through his word, comes through the message or the preaching of the gospel, as the Lord sends us preaching the gospel to bring light to them who are bound, opening up the prison. Now, we must note that many are captives in their minds, whether in captivity regarding their minds, whether it's habits, wrong habits or fears, whether it's addictions, wrong addictions. Jesus proclaims liberty to us first and then puts his word of freedom on our lips for others. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. This is our first prayer. Father in heaven, break every captivity in my life, visible and invisible. Make me truly free indeed in Jesus' name. Let us lift up this prayer unto the Lord. Rababaya, whom the Son says free is free indeed. Freedom indeed, freedom indeed, freedom indeed, freedom indeed, from any form of captivity in my life, any form of captivity in our lives, any form of captivity in the life of any member, in the body name of Jesus. Rababaya, yabarabaya. We lift our praise and thanksgiving unto your name, Lord, for freedom, liberation from every form of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, every form of captivity in the mind, you said, proclaiming liberty to them who are held captive. Proclaiming liberty to them who are held captive. Lord, every form of captivity in the mind, let there be liberty today. Let there be liberation 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 today. Every hold of fear, every hold of fear, every hold of fear. Let there be liberation today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke or bondage. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me stand firm in the liberty you have given me, refusing to return to old chains in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Even as you look at it, you see the prayer point on your screens in the name of Jesus. Let every liberty that you've won for me be preserved. I hold on to every liberty you have won for me in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not getting entangled again with any chain, any yoke or bondage. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to return to old chains. Old chains. I refuse to return to any old chain. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it. I refuse it to return to any old chain and to hold on, to stand firm in the liberty you have given me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 All chains broken for good in the name of Jesus. We pray our last prayer. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that team may be healed. From James chapter 5, verse 16, we are praying, Father in heaven, use my prayers, counsel, and testimony as instruments of liberty in the lives of others. In Jesus' name, use my prayer, counsel, and testimonies as instruments of liberty in the lives of others. Please let's lift up our voice to pray this last prayer.
Bring healing to others, Lord. Through my testimony, through Lord, and share my testimony, through Lord, and my counsel, through Lord, my intercession and prayer for others. Bring Lord liberty, bring liberty, bring liberty, bring liberty, bring liberty, bring healing, 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 in the lives of others, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ brings us liberty. Maybe you are having sleepless nights. Maybe you keep worrying, you are held back in fear. Worrying, how are things going to go for me? How is my day going to go? How is my future? How are things going to go? Even concerning my future. Jesus Christ brings us liberty. Whom the Son says free is free indeed. Today, if you give your life to Christ, Jesus is going to realign you, Lord, with divine purpose and set everything concerning your life in place and lead you. We see in Psalm 23, he said that he leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. The Lord will restore your soul. Lead you beside still waters and even in greener pastures. That's where he will take you. And so just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne. Please have mercy upon me. King Jesus, I repent of my sins. I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. And Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit, granting me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Thank you today that I am born again. Amen. Hallelujah.
I give you glory, Jesus. The whole world is singing your praise. The whole world is singing your praise. Alleluia. The whole world is singing your praise. Time. The whole world is singing your praise. Alleluia. The whole world is singing your praise. To Christ in the service, kindly contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's Word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.